You're now listening to The Computer Doctor Show with Aaron Moss on 1030 The Voice.
Hello, Tucson. You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, where we explore, report, and inform on technology subjects affecting your small business and your personal life. We have our open lines today later in the show at 520-790-2040. Give us a call to get some answers to your computer issues live during the Ask the Computer Doc segment. On our local business tech segment, we'll be interviewing Chrissy Ballard. She runs BNI Southern Arizona. She will shed some light on how small businesses can network in the new normal. Some of the Computer Doctor Show news headlines includes airport sniffing dogs might be replaced with genetically engineered odorant receptors that may even be able to smell COVID-19. The latest SE microchip to be released by Samsung claims to protect users from any and all threats. And also, Sony Pictures doesn't want to wait for theaters to open, and they are, along with others, they're starting to release new movies to streaming services. Now, in this pandemic is still in our midst, and we steer down the barrel of a new normal. Local businesses in Tucson are using ingenuity and technology to keep going. On the phone with us today, we have Chrissy Ballard. She is the CEO and franchise owner of BNI Southern Arizona. Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Okay. Thanks for being with us today. So what exactly is BNI, and how do they help small businesses?
Well, BNI stands for Business Network International, and my husband Bill and I own the franchise for Southern Arizona, so we own the six counties in Southern Arizona. And basically, what we do is we bring together business professionals. We're a referral organization, and we bring them together in a positive, structured, supportive meeting every single week where they can educate one another on who they're looking for, what kind of needs they might have. And then those people are basically their marketing team, and they will go out and find those referrals for them because they've got such great relationships and they know each other well enough that they can pass that referral without a second thought.
Great. And at these meetings, you said they meet once a week. So what exactly happens more specifically at the meetings?
Yep, so we've run a 90-minute meeting. It is fairly structured, however, definitely not boring. So I would encourage anybody that hasn't attended one of the meetings to come check it out. But we have an agenda because otherwise we know we would get off track and we would never get out in 90 minutes. But we do some networking in the beginning, and then the president will open up the meeting. There's an education slot, and then there's also an opportunity for every single member and visitor to actually tell the members who they're looking for, what kind of referral that they need this week. And then probably one of my favorite portions of the meeting, after one of our members gives a feature presentation, a more dedicated time frame to their business, we have a referral and testimonial portion. And for me, I think this is significant. You and I both know when someone does a great job, it's easy for us to say we did a great job, but it's even better when another business professional can speak highly on our behalf. And so we'll go around the room and give those testimonials. I love that part.
Yeah, I was a member of BNI, and look where I am now. You know, so just to let the listeners know that that's the kind of power that you get with coming to some of these meetings, and even allowing a core group of people that know your business very, very well. So when this COVID-19 kind of started, you could no longer meet together. So what kind of things have been affected, and what is BNI doing about it now?
Yeah, so BNI is an international organization. So we're in 76 countries with over 270,000 members. We have members in China, of course, in France. And so the affected areas, we had the United States, we had a little bit of knowledge of the possibility of what might be coming. And our global team basically put together BNI Online. We work together with Zoom, and in the course of 10 days, we transitioned 200,000 members from in-person to online. So here in Southern Arizona, 300 members only missed one meeting. So it was pretty impressive. I love that the members think I did that. I definitely helped, but our global team definitely showed why we're a fantastic organization, because to be able to move so quickly and allow people to still do business and still have that team of people when people were feeling so disconnected has been huge.
Has the since you've transitioned from in-person meetings to now using the technology of the Zoom and BNI online, are the meetings still effective? Are they still being able to pass business within the various chapters?
Absolutely. We are finding almost a higher rate of effectiveness. We're finding that our attendance is somewhat better, in that people are, you know, being able to basically log in from their homes. Obviously, most people are still working from home. And we're still building those relationships. The one-to-one meetings are still being done via Zoom. And we're still having people apply and join us that have never actually seen an in-person meeting. So it's very encouraging.
So is there any type of industry that you've noticed within BNI that has been most affected by this pandemic?
Yeah, so we have the restaurants, our caterers, our massage therapists, our hairstylists, the nail salons. Those are the ones that took a real hit. And I will tell you, one of our core values and probably one of the just foundations of who we are is our givers gain philosophy. And what I have seen from our members just continues to blow my mind. You know, chapters have come together and donated money to their massage therapist in their chapter, knowing that these men and women did not work. I've just seen amazing acts of kindness across the board, and it just shows. I believe we've got the best members in the world here.
Okay, and so, what do you think business networking is going to look like in the future? As this new normal starts to kind of roll in, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I know my members ask me, you know, when are we going back? And my answer is always the same. You know, we have a group of people that are not ready to go back. We have a group of people that are ready to go back tomorrow. And we've got probably the majority, I'd say, that are right in the middle that really aren't sure, because they don't know what it's going to look like. So for right now, we'll be staying virtual just for the health and safety of our members. The other piece is our venues are not open. So, you know, we don't know what it's going to look like. What I do know is that it gives us an opportunity, and I hate to use the overused word lately of pivoting, but I believe that it's given us an opportunity to network in a different way, to network in a way that we didn't think was possible and now are realizing that it 100% is. So I think even when those in-person meetings begin again, I think we'll still see a lot of virtual trainings, and we'll still see a lot more connecting this way, because for some, it is easier.
So there's a saying that the necessity is the mother of invention. So
yes.
There are some businesses that have been reported as completely dying down. There's not going to be returning. A lot of which are right here in Tucson, local businesses. If someone is thinking about starting a new business on their own, what training opportunities? We had talked about this a little bit before the show, but what training opportunities are available through BNI and some of its partners?
Yeah, so, you know, BNI has been around for 35 plus years. Our goal is to create success for business professionals, and it's not just about networking. It's not just about referrals. It's a lot of people are great at doing what they do, but running their business can be a challenge, especially for those of us that are solopreneurs and we're kind of figuring things out as we go. And so the opportunity to come in and utilize some of our education in B&I is now open to the public. And I would encourage anyone that has any questions. Again, you do not have to be a B&I member. I will not sell you B&I because I know B&I is not for everybody. But the education piece on, you know, how people are utilizing the different resources out in our community and how to create those really good relationships so even in down times you continue to be successful, all of those are open to the public, and I would welcome, anyone is welcome to attend.
And Chrissy, can you tell us how they can access this training? Where do they call? Where do they go? Is it a website?
Absolutely. So our website is www.bniarizonasouth.com, and Arizona South is all spelled out. Our office number is also 520-982-5131, and that is a textable number, so they can feel free to call or text. And, you know, we're a resource, so if there are any questions that they might have, I would ask that they reach out. We have strategic partners in the Tucson Metro Chamber and the Foothills Club. And, you know, there are a lot of other places where we can help people and help direct them and send them to the right people.
Okay. Thank you very much. That information again, BNIArizonaSouth.com?
Yes.
Okay, spelled out. And you can give them a call at 520-982-5131. And this is for business training. If you're trying to rustle up some more business for yourself or your new company that you might be starting, they also have Metro Chamber affiliated training as well as the Foothills Club. Thank you so much, Chrissy, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Aaron. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, tech news released this week. Then ask the Computer Doctor. Get your tech questions answered live on our open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
When your car breaks down, who can you call? The local mechanic. Timing belt, brakes, and tune-ups? Who can you call? The local mechanic. When you don't have time for vehicle service, who can come to you? The local mechanic. Keep your car running at its best with honest, reliable, and even mobile services at the local mechanic. Call 771-5191 or visit their website, thelocalmechanictucson.com.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Here are some tech news that broke this week. Airport sniffing dogs might be replaced with genetically engineered odorant receptors. Airplane manufacturer Airbus has been working with Conoco Incorporated out of Silicon Valley to develop the eNose technology, which uses kidney stem cells and brain cells as part of the detection methods. In 10 seconds or less in ideal conditions, the new technology can sniff out bombs, chemicals, and drugs, and more recently, biohazards can even sniff out even the COVID-19 virus. Wow. Airbus reports that it'll start to be using this technology late this year. Also, Samsung's latest SE microchip for mobile devices claims to protect devices from any and all threats. The chip runs independently from the processor, checking firmware and evidence of tampering. A Samsung VP states that we can expect this with a future of contactless transactions, mobile banking, stock trading, and cryptocurrency transactions. Mobile devices with the new chip is set to hit stores in September of 2020. And look for the chip by name, the S3FV9RR. Great chip, terrible name. They could just say the Vortex or something. And finally, since a lot of entertainment businesses have taken a dive, even Hollywood gets the message, since movie theaters will be taking a long time to return, Sony Pictures released the movie Greyhound not to theaters, but to Apple TV as the highest bidder to distribute the World War II drama starring Tom Hanks. Greyhound, based on C.S. Foster's novel The Good Shepherd, joins a growing list of digitally released titles or delayed cinematic launch dates. It's now time for Ask the Computer Doctor. This is the segment of the show where we talk to our listening audience tuning in. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. I think we have Nancy on the line. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show.
Hi, Aaron. Dr. Aaron, nice to talk to you, and congratulations on your show. And I thought your last guest was very interesting as well.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. And by the way, this is still only our third show here on KVOI 1030 The Voice. We're very happy to be here. So what can we do for you? What's your question?
Well, you know, I've recently been sidelined from my career, which was I was in caregiving, and decided that I needed to get out of that occupation because of the COVID problems around that. And now interested in becoming an at-home remote worker, and I want to work from the computer, and I've been looking at various job applications for those positions, and I keep coming across the fact that they say no Wi-Fi, and I have Wi-Fi, and I understand that I have to use Ethernet, and I'm not very good at, you know, knowing what is the difference between the Wi-Fi, the Ethernet, what kind of cable do I need, do I connect it from my modem right to my computer, and I know when you were helping me with my computer, because I'm a customer, very happy customer, we went around and round about with Cox Cable about Ethernet, and they refused to install it. And then I come to find out that all I need is a connection from the modem to my computer. So I just want to be more knowledgeable about those different types of Internet. And it just is a complete mystery to me how that works.
So in answer to your question, so your question is, what is really, why would so many employers want or prefer a hardwire connection versus a Wi-Fi? So in one word, latency. Latency is the delay. So you can, you know, you can think of it like taking an airplane. Okay, let's say that your flight is delayed. Okay. Does when that's delayed, does that mean that the airplane is traveling slower? No, it just means that it took off later than it should, than what it was scheduled for. Okay. Latency is just like that same thing. So with Wi-Fi, even if you're at a high rate of speed, internet speed, using Wi-Fi, it leaves and there's a delay there. Now, mm-hmm. if the job is just, you know, receiving emails, doing things online, that may not mean that much. But once you introduce voice or telephones or uh-huh. doing something call center wise, right. with your internet connection at home, that's when mm-hmm. that Wi-Fi and Ethernet connection actually starts to come into more play. So you can say hello right now, and then maybe uh-huh. 1 second later, the other person on the other line will say hello, and then you'll end up with this echoing where you both think that you both have stopped talking, and you both start talking at the same time, but you hear the person start talking the moment you start talking, and then you pause because you think that you're interrupting them, and then you both pause because you both think that you're interrupting each other, and then you both start talking again because you both think that the other person is done. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that I've experienced that on my phone, and I've never understood why that happened.
Well, that's exactly why, because of that delay, it's extremely annoying. And if you're ever in a not really a dead zone with your cell phone, or if you've ever made any phone calls overseas that is not all landline based, okay, mm-hmm. you can expect long delays like that. Sometimes when I have to call China for mm-hmm. some of these manufacturing things, because so many things are manufactured over there as far as electronics go, mm-hmm. When I speak to these people, even with the broken English, I have to be extremely patient. I ask a question in its entirety, and then I have to wait. Sometimes it feels like 5 or 10 seconds before they even start talking back. So that's the type of delay that we're talking about.
It's like a ship to shore connection. Where you have to say, "Okay, I'm out," and go ahead, because the other person waits for you to complete before they speak. And it seems like on these Zoom calls, they have the same issues.
So when these employers, potential employers, are trying to find people, the ideal type of people, one of the questions that they will ask is what kind of connection you're on. You want to find a way to connect hardwire. Now, depending on your house, it may not be that easy. It might be that you just have to move your entire computer right next to where your incoming connection is, or where your modem is.
It is. I have moved it, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I have moved it, and I learned that the hard way. But I believe I could just get, can I just buy an Ethernet, like a phone? It looks like a phone cord, like the end of it looks like an old phone cord, landline.
Right. So there's several different types. So the phone cords, what you want to do is you want to count the pins. If you have two pins, even though there's four slots, if you have two pins, that's mm-hmm. just a handset cord. Okay. If you have four pins, that's your old school phone cord. And it's still used for landlines today, but you definitely want to count the number of pins. If you see four, that's good for only phone. Mm-hmm. For a good working Ethernet cord, you want to count eight pins. Obviously, is going to be on a little bit wider connection. Uh-huh. That's called I can't think of the name right now. Cat five and Cat 6 is the name of the cable. I forget the name of the oh my goodness, even the computer doctor feels sometimes. But basically, it's eight pins. Okay. And you can get those cords at lots of big box chains, and there's also some small businesses here in town that have them. I like to shop over at Elliott's Electronics on 22nd and Park near
Perfect.
There.
That's right close to me. Yeah.
Okay. Elliott's,
okay.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's right. It is. So they have those super duper long cords.
Okay.
I think they have 100 foot cords for $20, and I think 150 foot cords for maybe about 25 or so. But they're already ready to go.
But Dr. Aaron, all I need is one from my modem, which is on my desk, to my tower of my computer, which is maybe less than 15 feet.
Okay. then
is
get,
that correct? And
correct.
All I do is plug it into the back of the modem where I see it says Ethernet 1, Ethernet 2.
Correct.
And then run the cord to the back of my computer and plug it in, and then bingo. I'm on secure line, right? And there's no delay.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for being the best computer doctor and friend and helper and always being available. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nancy, for your call.
Okay,
we'd like to thank our awesome guests for being on the show today. If you missed any part of this broadcast or liked any of the content you heard on this episode, you can find our show on KVOI.com or re-listen to the show and leave a nice comment for us. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. John Couch is at the control board, and this has been the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m., broadcasting from KVOI 1030, The Voice. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend.